Wise Wisely on the Republic Broadcasting Network, and today is April Fool's Day, and we're also coming up on tomorrow is Palm Sunday, so this is actually a really great time of year to do renewal. A lot of people do New Year's vows. I always consider spring a time of renewing your commitment to God, and having a spring cleanse is really a great time of year to do some fasting and getting our bodies in order as we move toward the future. Because if we don't have healthy patriots, we are not going to, be able to restore our republic. So I think that's kind of where I'm at, that at some point in the future, we need people that are knowledgeable to be able to restore our republic from the ashes that'll be left after all this crap is going on that we're seeing. So anyway, my name is Ingrid Castle, and I'm the director of Vaccination Liberation, and I've been doing that since 1998, believe it or not. We're a national grassroots association dedicated to providing information on vaccinations, not often available to the public, so that we can make really the only informed choice, which is, of course, complete avoidance and refusal. But, the censorship, the stuff coming out right now, I mean, this isn't even a vaccine. Everyone always wants to talk about what is it? Is this some kind of weird transhumanist thing? And that's what it seems to be to me. But we have a bunch of stuff on our website, and there's plenty of stuff all over the internet, and I know that other hosts talk about that a lot. So I've been focusing more on what creates health and what you can do to avoid big pharma on all levels. And our websites are vaccinetruth.com, vaccinetruth.net, and vaclib.org is our main website. We have been, updating it. We always have a great news feed. So you can go to vaclib, that's VAC for vaccination, LIB for liberation.org. If you hit, vaclib.com, that's okay. It redirects to the main website. So my business website is humbleweed.net, and that's where I sell what I consider high-quality products to help people recover their health in this day and age of vaccines, chemicals, and microwave radiation. And that's why I named the show Immunize Wisely, which is, of course, to strengthen our immune function wisely while we navigate this toxic world. So, Immunize, they've hijacked it. And they want you to think it's vaccines. It's actually when you immunize, you are actually strengthening your immune function, and vaccines have never immunized. So it's all play, the truth about what immunizations are, and they're actually weakening your whole immune function and destroying your immune system. So we have a chat room for the show. Thanks to Mer Bailey for creating and hosting our chat room and adding important content there. To participate in the chat, please go to Immunize Wisely. Wisely is stylized with a Z. And after you do Immunize Wisely, all run together, put a dot, or a period, and then CHA Tango, chatango.com. And then you can join our chat room. I believe you do have to sign up. Maybe that's changed, but we had some spammers. And so a lot of different people signing in as anons, and, we couldn't tell who they were. And anyway, it's really not always easy to moderate a chat room. And I'm pretty appreciative of Mer, because she's fairly sensitive for what's okay and what's not. So anyway, it's nice for me because I can drop content there, internet content, where to go for things I'm talking about. And then you can, if you hear the archive, then you can go back and actually grab some of those links. And I don't have to waste airtime, spelling out a link. Please always support this network. I'm always, you know, thankful that this network is still around. It does cost a lot of money. They had to buy a new board and learn, you know, how to operate a new board. And that's pricey. Everything to run this network actually costs a lot. So if you're listening to this, even if you are listening to the first time, you're not a regular listener, if you can just donate at republicbroadcasting.org, you know, go there and figure out how you can send in $5, you know, $10. You know, if you're a regular listener, you know, make it a monthly donation of 20 or 30 or whatever you can afford. That's really appreciated. And if not, you know, support them by buying products that are advertised. And the news feed has been really great. I've been looking at the news feed and grabbing some, you know, great stuff, but I don't want to divert my attention with things I want to share. I mean, just every 3 days, definitely look at the news feed. Really, really great stuff. But a lot of that stuff is, like I said, has been discussed by other hosts. One thing I want to bring up that I think is really, really important is some of the work of I wanted to bring up this gal. I was introduced by Redacted with Natalie and Clayton Morris. They do a pretty good show, and they really give you some pretty earth-shattering news that's definitely not being talked about in the mainstream news. And one of the big – there's two big court cases going on right now that they've talked about, and one is in the Virgin Islands. It's the – lawsuit against J.P. Morgan and their ties to Jeffrey Epstein. That's all being scrutinized in court. Whitney Webb, this investigative journalist and author, she reveals how the same powerful players who brought Epstein to prominence were largely responsible for the rise of J.P. Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon. And it's really amazing series. I mean, when Clayton and Natalie Morris interviewed her, I mean, she was like a walking encyclopedia, but she has a whole series on this case that I will be putting in the chat room. You know, it goes into detail. I mean, she's totally following. She has someone there in the Virgin Islands that's feeding her the latest on this court case. The Attorney General in the United States, the U.S. Virgin Islands anyway, he was fired, or actually it was a woman, Denise George, was fired from her post just days after she filed that case. I mean, they do not want this stuff out. And then in a hearing in this case against J.P. Morgan earlier this month, the United States Virgin Island lawyer argued that the CEO of J.P. Morgan, Jamie Dimon, knew in 2008 that his billionaire client, Jeffrey Epstein, was a sex trafficker. The lawyer, Mimi Liu, also stated that former J.P. Morgan Jess Staley also knew this about Epstein at the time, but noted this case was not just Jess Staley. There will be numerous documents that go far beyond his office to the executive suite. And Staley knew, Dimon knew, J.P. Morgan Chase knew about Epstein's criminal activities against minors. So this whole thing is coming out in a huge way with this court case. And that you need to really pay attention to that. And then the other case is in South Africa against Pfizer. And anyway, there's a whole bunch of stuff related to that. And there's one episode they did like 2-3 days ago on Redacted, and you can get all those links to different people involved, you know, and get more information. And I'll put that also in the chat room. So, you know, last week I didn't go into it very much in detail about how a pregnancy test, just a simple one from the Dollar Tree, you know, just to determine whether a woman is pregnant or not, will also diagnose cancer, whether you have cancer or not. Now, cancer, you know, a lot of people do have cancer cells in their body, but if they're proliferating, if you definitely have cancer cells going on in a way where it's, you know, progressing in a negative way, like a cancer diagnosis, then you will actually show up positive for pregnancy. And I mentioned that Jerry Tennant of, what is that book, Healing is Voltage. I mean, he's really an amazing researcher. Healing is Voltage is a popular book. He has a lot of great information, Jerry Tennant. Anyway, just how we're surrounded by energy. A lot of the new healing right now is going to be involved with magnets, energy, frequencies, and light therapies. You know, as many people saw, the wand that RBN now sells and Pryfe were selling, you know, this is all the new direction of medicine right now. But anyway, Jerry Tennant is very well known, and he affirmed that a simple pregnancy test will confirm whether you have cancer proliferating in your body. So some people wanted to be real clear on that. So a positive test, especially if you're a guy or an older woman that's gone through menopause, or, you know, someone that definitely knows they're not pregnant and they take this test and it shows up positive, then they should probably start really paying attention. And, you know, I do this show because I think everyone should be on an anti-cancer protocol. You know, you should keep your body more alkaline. You should drink plenty of, you know, structured water or something, you know, that's going to really hydrate at the cell level. You need to, you know, make sure oxygen is getting in your cell. This is why I sell pure sulfur crystals or pure MSM. You know, I get, in fact, that's one of my better selling products because people feel it. Once you feel that oxygen going into the cells, you know, which, and it also prevents cancer, of course, and actually a lot of people recover from cancer with just this elemental sulfur product I sell. Which MSM is, by the way, is methyl sulfany methane. But this is the stuff that, you know, the original researchers at Oregon at a university there, when they were researching, that's the stuff they were using. They came up with the results that we now know as MSM. And the stuff in the stores, believe me, is garbage. People don't feel it. Go to humbleweed.net and read the testimony of my friend there. I mean, she couldn't believe how good it was. She had been throwing away MSM products that people had given her because it didn't do anything. And then she tried my product and she was one of my best sellers for a while. I mean, you know, salespeople. But yeah, she, you know, really noticed that pump of oxygen. She started having lucid dreams. I mean, everything changed for her when she started getting the sulfur her body needed. And it's the farming practices that actually, you know, keep our vegetables, even organically stuff, from having, you know, sufficient sulfur. You know, we used to put manure on the ground, and we don't do that anymore. And, you know, all the chemical farming, even if you go from chemical farming and cleanse out the soil and then go to organic, you know, it generally is depleted of sulfur. And so this is why people get such amazing results when they start supplementing, because they're deficient. So that's just a side trip. But I pulled out a book of mine, Simple Diagnostic Test You Can Do at Home by Martha Christie. Now, this was, I believe, published in 1995. It's a little over 100 pages. It was the second printing. I have the second printing. It was 1998. But I mean, she has some really basic stuff. All the pages are like 8.5 by 11 with really large print, and it's a little over 100 pages. You know that if you look for that online now, again, the name of the book is Simple Diagnostic Test You Can Do at Home. If you look at this, I'm just trying to find it online. I mean, this is like a $12 book, right? Oh, it's over, they want over $125 on Amazon. Some are selling for $250. I mean, oh my gosh, so clearly it's out of print. But I did find a source at herbalremedies.com, and it says it was $12.95 and sale price is $11.95, and it says it's available. So maybe they have a whole bunch of them and they don't realize that it went up in price. So I would go ahead and get it from them, and at the first commercial break I'll go ahead and post that in the chat room. I mean, these are some of the things. The diagnostic tests she has are a lot with the urine. She did write Your Own Perfect Medicine about urine therapy, which, by the way, we're going to be doing a show on. I have so many people whose lives were saved by urine therapy. It's amazing. But she goes into how urine is formed in the body, what the appearance, what it can tell you about your health. And she says there are a lot of things that can temporarily change the normal appearance of your urine, such as certain foods, drugs, or excessive exercise. I'm sorry. Occasional temporary changes in the normal appearance of your urine, it doesn't necessarily mean that you have a health problem. But repeated patterns of abnormalities, such as continuous cloudy or very dark urine and frequent urination, is something that you definitely have something wrong. Anyway, stay tuned. I'll bring on my guests at the bottom of the hour. But this is really actually important. I'd like to see everyone get this book, and I'm going to tell you why.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome back. You're listening to Immunize Wisely. I'm your host, Ingrid Castle. And the reason I brought up the importance of do-it-yourself home diagnostic tests is because every single one of the tests that these hospitals provide and emergency care centers, et cetera, they're actually toxic. They inhibit healing. The CT scans, the PET scans, I mean, unbelievable. They're so high in radiation. The PET scan is the worst. I had a friend, happened to be the same one with my sulfur testimony. So she was bringing, you know, in the spring, getting all this debris in the back of their truck and taking it to the dump. You know, we're talking, you know, bush clippings and like that, you know, just all the stuff from their yard area. And so anyhow, they went to the dump and she was with her husband, and all of a sudden the Geiger counter is like going off and you're like, wow, what the heck? And they're like, what are you trying to dump off here? And they examined the trunk. There was nothing amiss, but her husband had just had a PET scan the day before. And you're radioactive for 72 hours. But yeah, it set the alarms off at the dump. So, and, you know, if you're getting that much radiation from a test, you know, how do you think you're going to heal naturally? Well, you're not. You're going to end up being funneled into all their remedies because you'll be scared to death because things will get worse after the test. And that's the truth with the MRI. It screws up your etheric body, your energy body, which you need to have intact for healing. So I refused that for my own mom because she had, you know, they were suggesting it, but I said she has balance issues. I don't want to screw up with her energy body with this magnetic, you know, crazy stuff with the MRI. And I went to a naturopath with her for another type of diagnostic, and he said that was really smart that you avoided that because it would have really screwed her up for about 3 months for her to, you know, try to recover from the MRI. And then we have the colonoscopy. I mean, oh my gosh, you know, I think I mentioned, you know, we have a gal locally that, you know, got so screwed up from a colonoscopy, they end up often, you know, their equipment's dirty, gives you infections, can, you know, pierce the delicate lining of your colon. There's a whole article from Wise Traditions. I've mentioned this before. If anyone wants that link, I'll go ahead and post it in the chat room. Just, you know, the harm from colonoscopies. People need to know this stuff. Their tests are bad. So do a spring cleanse commitment. This is the time of year. You know, it's Easter. So this is a time for rebirth, new beginnings. And commit yourself to doing a colon cleanse, a liver cleanse, and just some, you know, fasting. You know, get your juicer out and, you know, start eating lighter. It's that time to shed off winter pounds and get well hydrated and just look forward to you know, well, hopefully changes that are for the better, because I know the politics are not real happening right now, and it concerns a lot of people. But I just, you know, wanted people to know there are really simple tests. And I could go on and on with the things that are in this book, you know, the simple diagnostic tests you can do at home. And it's really, really helpful. And, I mean, if you can get $125 book for $12, you should probably do it. So I did put that link, like I said, in the chat room. But yeah, it's only like 100 pages. And what's nice is I like books that are, you know, big print and 8.5 by 11 pages, you know, big like that, because it's real easy to make copies and send to people. So you can, you know, go to the copy store, especially since it's out of print, and make copies of, you know, and it'll tell you all kinds of things. You know, dark urine, if your urine is a foul smell to it at all and is dark, the likelihood of you having a cancer diagnosis is definitely increased, but especially foul smelling urine. So, and then, you know, we're going to talk April 15th about urine therapy. Because when you get to that point where you have like a serious disease like cancer or even diabetes, you need to do a whole bunch of other stuff. But we're going to talk about that. But yeah, urine therapy has helped a lot of these people recover, and I have testimonies from prisoner after prisoner after prisoner, especially for MRSA. So imagine that. So there you go. So I'll bring on my guest right in a minute.
Truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Okay, welcome. Welcome back. Okay, you're listening to Immunize Wisely, and our show tonight is going to be on Essiac tea and also oxalic acid. Is there a noise in the background?
Hello?
Hi. I'm sorry, there was a noise in the background. Okay, our show tonight is on Essiac tea. I wanted to clear up any misconceptions about this amazing four-herb tea used for many health complaints, but known specifically for cancer. Our guest is Huckleberry, who began drinking Essiac tea 22 years ago and immediately noticed improvement in his health. In fact, he claims that Essiac tea saved his life. He learned more about the history of the tea and began obtaining the documents that reveal what the real Essiac tea formula was, and he then obtained the individual herbs and began providing Essiac tea to other people that he knew with cancer. Unfortunately, it became difficult to obtain high-quality sheep. Maybe someone can mute. Unfortunately, it became difficult to obtain high-quality sheep's oil, one of the main ingredients in the Essiac tea. So he began growing sheep sorrel organically to ensure that the tea he made was effective for cancer. He eventually realized that Essiac tea was a foundational tea for health and that no other single herbal tea prevented and treated more health problems than Essiac. Huckleberry's Essiac growing operations grew over two decades until he could no longer do everything himself. And he now spends his time growing, weeding, and harvesting a large field of high-quality, certified organic sheep sorrel. He also dries and powders and mixes the Essiac herbs that are certified organic and grown only in the United States of America. So welcome to the show, Huckleberry. It's glad to have you on.
Happy April Fool's Day.
Happy April Fool's Day.
I don't have anything to fool you with.
No, I'm already pretty fooled a lot. I'm pretty cold, actually. So, I just wanted to ask you, because I've, I received a couple phone calls and emails from people who are researching Essiac tea, and they believe that Essiac is an eight-herb formula. So I wanted to delve into the story behind Essiac tea from the beginning so our audience has some, understanding as to this constant confusion between an eight-herb formula versus what Essiac tea is, which is an herb formula, which is the founder of, Reen Case was a person who developed this formula after years of having a clinic in Bracebridge, Ontario, and narrowed it down to four herbs and just named her specific formula her last name spelled backwards. So that's what Essiac is. It's her name spelled backwards. It's a formula that she developed. So if you want to clear up some of that history, I mean, there's so much to talk. There's so much history there. It's hard to summarize it all, I know.
Well, it's pretty simple. When people say Essiac tea, like you mentioned, that they're talking about Reen Case's tea and what she developed over about 50 years of developing this tea that was originally an old medicine man's, Indian medicine man's formula that was given to an English woman back in the early 1890s. And she was a head nurse in a hospital, and after this English woman was given the tea for her breast cancer, it cured it basically, or her body took the tea and used it to heal her cancer. And at that time, the only thing else available was surgery, and she didn't have the money for that, and most people died from the surgery anyway. So this old Indian medicine man met her and said he could fix that. So so after 50 years of developing the original tea, she reduced it to 4 herbs. And the original tea was 8 herbs, but it was not the herbs that people say it is. They changed it, and I'll get to that in a bit. But Rienkees, when she was the head nurse of the hospital in northern Ontario, she saw the scar on this lady's breast, and so the lady told her that she had breast cancer 30 years ago, and she ended up, or in Rienkees ended up getting the formula for that, and it was 8 herbs, but Rienkees never revealed all the 8 herbs. She first gave it to her aunt and cured her aunt of cancer, and her aunt lived about another 2 decades afterwards with no cancer, and then her mother was cured by it. So she got very interested, and she took this native formula and used the scientific method with laboratory mice, and she isolated the one herb that acted directly on the cancer. What it was doing, and that was sheep sorrel. And then she took 4 other herbs that were part of that formula and experimented with them and found out that there was really only 4 herbs that really worked the best. And so she reduced it to 4 herbs. And so there's a lot of confusion about that. But later on in life, she was working with Dr. Bruch in the United States, she never gave the formula to him, and they got really positive results with it. But still, she kept the formula secret. And after she died, one of her patients, she had given one of her patients the formula because this lady had cancer, but she lived in the United States, and it became increasingly hard to get the herbs through customs. So, and it was hard for this lady to get to Rienkees's clinic in Bracebridge, Ontario. And so she gave her the formula, and if she agreed to take the formula to her grave, she could never reveal it to anybody else. And then Rienkees died in 1978, and this one lady gave met Dr. Gary Glom, and they became friends, and she eventually said that she would sell Gary Glom the formula because there was a lot of controversy about it, and Gary Glom did eventually buy the formula. So he said he paid $120,000 for a little piece of paper. He went to her home, and she passed him a piece of paper, and he passed her $120,000. So and it had these four herbs on it. And he was the first one to really make the formula public, the four-herb formula that Rain Case had developed from the native formula. And so he was able to verify that. And then later on, Rain Case's best friend, Mary McPherson, who made the tea for Rain Case, she wanted to stop all the controversies and so forth, and so she signed a sworn affidavit in the town of Bracebridge, and I obtained a certified copy of that from the town of Bracebridge. But then after Gary Glum released the four-herb formula, someone else got together with Dr. Bruch, and they decided to make their own formula, and they added two herbs, blessed thistle and kelp, which Rain Case never used those herbs. And so they added those two herbs, and that's when the controversy really got going. And you know, for marketing reasons, for money, they promoted that as being SEAC tea. So that's where all that controversy came from. But the sworn affidavit is the only legal proof of it. So that was finally settled by Mary McPherson.
Right. And then Gary Glum never talks about an eight herb formula too in his book Calling of an Angel.
No, in the book itself, he didn't. But if he anybody who would ask him for it, he would send him the formula.
The four herb formula.
The four herb, yes.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, I'm just saying, I've heard this over and over again, because there's a company in Massachusetts run by some attorneys, and they seem to get theirs from Star West Botanicals, which is getting all their stuff from overseas. Anyway, it's not a very good source of herbs in our humble opinion. But anyway, they sell bulk SEAC tea, and they swear they have the exact, you know, right eight herb formula. And of course it's very inexpensive, but it actually, you know, is it's really garbage. And these kind of things, I think, have given SEAC tea a bad name, because people say, well, yeah, my friend had cancer and she used it. Well, where are they getting it? I mean, our local health food store has some for, like, you know, really inexpensive, and it looks brown. This is not, sheep's oil is a green herb, and it would not be brown if it was actually made correctly. So, I'm really thankful that you understand how important it is to have quality, high quality herbs that are organic, and that, you know, we actually test for, you know, the quality, you know, things like slippery elm and burdock that we don't grow ourselves. You know, we make sure that it's of the highest quality, and I can vouch for that, because I've, you know, the different batches that come in, I'm like, wow, that's really fresh, that's good. And I remember going to that farm where we were getting a lot of our burdock root, in the Northwest anyway, organic farm. And it was really excellent stuff, excellent soil, rich black soil. It's nice to know where stuff is growing, for sure, and how clean it is. So, but I wanted to ask you, how has drinking SEAC tea as an everyday health tonic helped you? I mean, you know, go into some of the health problems you had in the past and how you've taken it ever since, and some of the things that it's cleared up, and just being more healthy.
Well, this has been about 3 decades ago, but I was diagnosed, I had difficulty breathing, and it just kept getting worse. You know, I used over-the-counter stuff first, and then finally went to a doctor, and they gave me one inhaler after another and steroids, and it just kept getting worse and worse. And I was at that time a singer by trade. And so for 7 years, I had so little breath, I could not sing even one song. It was that bad. And it was also affecting my brain. I had lots of brain fog. Lots of days I slept most of the day and night, you know, and just groggy and weak all the time. And my wife at that time ordered some, and even before that a friend had given me some, and it sat on the shelf for a year and a half, and I didn't realize how helpful it was. And so I didn't even try it the first time it was introduced to me. And so I finally, my wife then at that time made some tea up for me. And within 3 days, I felt a noticeable difference. And within 2 weeks, I felt a whole lot better. And I just kept drinking it, and I got more active. My health came back. And finally, after a number of months of taking it, I still had a little bit of just a vestige of the difficulty breathing, but I was still using the inhaler, just mostly out of habit, I think. But there was more to it than that, because when I researched the particular inhaler I was taking at that time, which was Cerevent, a sort of more potent form of albuterol inhaler, and I was puffing on that thing, you know, during the worst times, you know, every 2 or 3 hours during my waking hours. And so I went off of it after being on SEACT for a few months, and within 3 days I had my breathing was back to normal. So when I went online and looked at the side effects, I found one of the side effects, get this, was difficulty breathing.
Imagine that.
Boy, what a way to get return customers.
Right. Exactly. You know, this is why I talked the first half hour just about the horrible diagnostic tests that they use. But, you know, the drugs they use, too, everything is designed to keep you down, sick. So, and it's immunosuppressive. So, I can't wake people up enough. You know, stay off their drugs, stay away from their diagnostic tests, and do a cancer preventive diet. You know, just a lifestyle. Your whole lifestyle should, you know, just be habitual. I mean, just start transferring over from junk food to eating healthy. And, you know, there's plenty of recipes out there. You can make it, you know, fun. It doesn't have to be a chore. And you'll get used to it. It's really a matter of purging your taste buds of, you know, MSG and, you know, what all the garbage out there. And there's plenty of it. So anyway, you know, I was amazed when I was you had turned me on. It was like at least 3 years ago into this man's book on about oxalic acid being a cancer cure. And what's his name, Colonel Joe? Anyway, he had written a book. You can't even find it anymore. But he helped a lot of people by, you know, having recipes and everything that with foods and stuff that were high in oxalic acid and minimized citric acid uptake. And so you started doing, you know, we started reviving that research on that. And especially since we've had people, you know, actually a little bit concerned about the sheep sorrel in the formula because sheep sorrel has high levels of oxalic acid, as well as lamb's quarters and a lot of very beneficial herbs do have high levels of oxalic acid. So let's delve into that because I know you wrote an excellent article on that.
Yeah, that is interesting because that subject comes up all the time about SEACT, and people worry that I might get kidney stones or kidney problems from oxalic acid. And almost every website on SEACT will have a warning on it, and it's absolutely unfounded. And I think it was probably based on oxalic acid that is made in a laboratory, just the chemical. But of course, nature is not that way. Every plant has many, many, many chemicals in it, if you want to get down to the chemistry of it. And it's the synergy of all of them all working together that make it fine. And like you say, we find oxalic acid in spinach and kale and beets and apples and almonds and broccoli and cabbage and celery and on and on and on. Practically all the foods we eat have oxalic acid in it. And so why aren't we, falling dead? Because if you ate oxalic acid from a laboratory that was this great white crystalline powder, you'd get very, very sick, or you'd die. It can kill you. Well, but that's not how nature makes chemicals and how it works in the body. So it's not really a problem, but book that you're talking about, that's by Francis J. Hart, but he also went by Colonel Joe. And the name of the book, you can still get a few copies you can find on the internet. I think Amazon and eBay have them, I don't know how long they'll last, but they're very expensive. And I found a PDF that you can get free of charge, and it's on the internet, and it's in my article. If you want to get the link, you can go to healthfreedom.info, and I have a whole section on SEACT there. And in the SEAC info page, or in the frequently asked questions, I have a link to my article that I wrote recently, SEACT and oxalic acid. And I give the link to that book. It's a very, very important book to read, to not only help your body, get rid from getting, cancer, which, we basically have to, our bodies have to fight that kind of thing, or control that sort of thing every day. And when people have the wrong sort of diet or are exposed to too many toxins, even the toxins in food that they have today, because citric acid is in a lot of packaged foods, and it enhances flavor and all that. So people are getting too much citric acid, and that blocks oxalic acid. And it is interesting because sheep's oil has both oxalic acid and citric acid in it, so it's in balance in the whole thing. Francis Hart mentions that in his book. It's all about balance.
Yeah, it is all about balance. I mean, I like how you mentioned in the article, just about what is it in arsenic, stuff like that that's in potatoes. And we have all kinds of things that when it's isolated and increased in the amount, nobody's going to eat a 50-pound bag of potatoes that's going to have that much arsenic to be harmful, right? And it's the same thing with this. All oxalic acid is in total balance. And everything that has, what are some of the things? Why don't we list some of the things that have oxalic acid in it? In fact, I can't find it. It's not easy to find. I put it in the chat room. your article on SCIT and oxalic acid. I was wondering what section
okay.
it under. Do you know what section it is? Did you put it under herbs for SCIT articles?
Well, I listed a bunch of things with oxalic acid in it in my article. I just mentioned a few of them, you know.
Right. I'm looking for the article. No, I'm looking for the article that you wrote because you write really well, Huck. And I was just wondering where that article is memorialized on healthfreedom.info. I mean, where I could find it just easily. But we have a break coming up. Maybe during the commercial break, you can tell me how people can easily find it so I can say it on the air if people aren't going to access the chat room.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so stay tuned. You're listening to Huckleberry, and he's talking about his many years' experience with SCIT and creating this four-herb formula himself.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.